There we go. Hey, we're back on again. I don't know why my computer does that. So what we're talking about, is it right to expose false teachers? I'm not sure where it left off there. Again, it got part one, part two, looks like. So is it right to expose false teachers? Free to spread their poisonous doctrines, I was talking about. And John the Baptist called the Pharisees, Sadducees, the religious leaders of the day. He called them a generation of vipers, snakes. Matthew 3:7. And today he would be accused of being an unloving, unkind, and unchristian man in the New Age today. The New Age Christianity. Can't we all just get along? Family, you got 40,000 different Christian sects. 40,000 in Christianity alone. And they're certainly not all alike. So there's definitely something wrong there. Don't they see that? But everybody's comfortable in their own doctrine. In their own doctrine. They're caught up in it. Now, someone told me here that I left off in 14:6. John 14:6. That was, where in the world was that? Sometimes it's irritating. I don't know why it does that. I got to make a part two every time then when it does that. John 14:6. That might have been way back there. I must have covered a whole bunch of ground by that time. Hang on there a second. Because a lot of this comes off different. All right, let me make sure I get on the right track. Sorry about that, family. I don't know why thing cuts off like that. But it does on occasion. So, John 14:6, that was ways back there, I think. Actually, it wasn't. Actually, wow, that's interesting. 14:6, I just finished. That was moving on to the next section. You had Rick Joyner's audio. Ha! Oh, boy, what a coincidence that was, huh? So when it left on 14:6, I was talking about, is it right to judge or expose error and call names? And there come the recording on my broadcast that cut in on the loop, a Rick Joyner audio. What a coincidence that was. Oh, God's amazing, isn't he? So, is it right to judge and expose error and call names? I think that's where you all missed, right? That's where I started off. Amazing. That was good timing, too, because I just began it. I just finished 14:6, and there's Rick Joyner. Rick Joyner is Morningstar Ministries. He's a member of the Knights of Malta. They take a blood oath to follow the Vatican secretly. Many people today believe it's wrong to expose error and to name names. Liberals have always seemed to believe it. In recent times, it's been espoused by evangelicals and charismatics. And we're seeing the same fatal error being declared by those who profess to be Bible-believing fundamentalists. So those who are faithful in exposing error according to the Bible are now being widely denounced. Can't we all just get along? You're creating division in the church. Yeah, because the church is moving away from the Bible. And I'm telling you about it. They don't like that. Those who are faithful, faithful in exposing this error according to the Bible are being denounced. Being cast out of the churches. Even preachers are. That are trying to preach a true word. It divides the church. Freemasons are a part of this, I'm afraid. And they're accused of being unloving and unkind. Harsh. Dividers of the faith. And so forth and so on. People don't like being called out. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. The first hour, we'll just call it part of the Bible study, because what I'm getting into now, I get into tomorrow night about is it right to judge or expose error and to call names. So it really kind of worked out. First half hour, what we talked about, and then here, this last half hour, we talked about doing good works. Does that count for anything? And we got to the end of it, ironically enough, at John 14:6. That was the end of it. No man cometh to the Father but by me, John 14:6. That really ended what I was going to talk about concerning about doing good works will get you to heaven. Well, it won't. So I'll tell you what, we're right here at the end of about 9 o'clock. And we can, tomorrow, what I'll talk about is about judging, judgment. And I've got for you tomorrow, is it right to expose false teachers? Should we? Is it right to practice biblical judgment as you're getting hit on when you're trying to correct somebody?